We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Welcome to another episode of Eddie's Wall. We're filming live on Facebook, coming at you from Carlsbad, California, here at the Transworld Snowboarding Studios. The best part about being live is I have my laptop here, so I'm reading your comments as you're typing them. So please feel free to send in your comments, questions, and we'll get them answered. Today, this whole week's been really cool because the Insight movie just had their world premiere two nights ago. Everyone here is still pretty much hungover from it. It's awesome. And so a lot of the riders who are in the Transworld Snowboarding movie, Insight, are in town. And today, we have a rider who flew all the way here from Finland just to do the Eddie's Wall episode, which I was like super impressed by. It just so happened the world premiere of the movie was happening too, but the main reason he flew here was he's like, what, I can do an Eddie's Wall? Okay, I'm there. I'm totally there. I'm really stoked to have him on the show today. Finland, if you didn't already know, is kind of like the epicenter of handrail snowboarding and urban street riding. And a lot of insane dudes come out of there. A lot of people from around the world travel there to hit, you know, all these crazy urban features. And in a way, for rail riding, it's almost like the North Shore or the Barcelona for skateboarding, you know. To be a snowboarder growing up there and, you know, progress and be able to get good enough there and get noticed out of there is pretty insane. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like growing up on the North Shore. There's like every kid in the world there wants to be a pro, but it's like you have to be insane to actually make it up into that level to be a pro. So especially with urban snowboarding, which is mental nowadays, it's so gnarly. So please put your hands together for someone who did do it, came up, and is now just like one of the gnarliest handrail and urban snowboarders ever. Please put your hand together for Tony Kirkkala. Oh, warm welcome, warm welcome. How
thank
you doing?
You, thank you.
You're welcome, you're
Thanks
welcome.
For having me here.
Here, I'll scoot over a bit. This crowd is just glorious. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, and, oh, and, look at that. They're like, they're very responsive. So, so how was your trip over here? You just got here like 2 days ago?
Yeah, I got here just before the premiere.
Okay.
And kind of drive straight from the airport to the show, so
I feel like that's cutting it a bit close. Like if I had like a you know, if a world premiere for my snowboarding movie, I'd probably come like at least a day before.
Yeah,
but
I think the reason why we or I came a day later was my girlfriend's, because he didn't get the free or like free one from his her work. So so we needed to make it tight.
Girlfriend's just right behind camera. Yeah.
Filming it.
Yes. Well, that was very nice of you. So
yeah.
He almost missed the world premiere for you. That's amazing.
Yep.
That is great.
But we made it, so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good. And I'm here now.
So. Yeah, and you're here.
The main reason.
The main reason that you flew here.
Yeah. I know. So I was here 2 days before.
That's true. Yeah. That is amazing. So, let's start with just kind of talking about, you know, growing up in Finland.
The reason why I started was that I saw snowboarding on TV.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I want to try the snowboard, you know? Because I think I saw straight away like street stuff on TV.
Wait, first, this is crazy because that means my first rail trip filming in Finland.
Yeah, maybe I saw you on TV.
No, probably not. But it was that's crazy that it was before you even started snowboarding.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Because I think our first trip there was with like
Video Gangs or
Video Gangs. Yeah. That was like the year before, so that was 2001 or two,
okay.
And that was with Yoni Malmi.
Yeah, that was like the first movies which I like movies which I
saw and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, crazy. So anyway, so you started, when you're 13 or so. That's pretty old.
I think
for,
I was 12 or 13. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped playing football and started to snowboard. Pretty
nice.
Much. Yeah.
And so did you, what were you riding at like the little, like what are, like is it Talma or?
Yeah, that's in Helsinki, but we have like in every town there's like small hills.
Yeah.
And they have like small ski resorts there. So
yeah.
I was like just going to my local ski resort pretty much every day after the school.
Yeah.
And just snowboard there with my friends.
And you're from a small town north of Helsinki or small city?
It's like 3 hour drive from Helsinki.
Yeah. And Jyväskylä?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jyväskylä.
You have been there.
I have been there. There's some good handrails there.
Yeah, nice.
Actually, dude, isn't that one? It's like a down, like a long flat, and then down, flat, down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I hit the rail next to that.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a Transworld Japan. I had a cover, Transworld Japan cover with that.
You did back 50-50 or something?
Yes, back 50-50. Cool. Wait, so what did you do? You did the rail on this side?
No, there's like other rail, like maybe 50 meters away from that set.
What is that one?
What? The ender of my part.
Oh, We can't tell anybody.
And it's in that book, the photo of that shot. Also.
Let's see it. Let's show them. Yeah.
I think it's in here.
Yeah. Just hang out and relax while we find this photo.
Yeah.
It'll only take us like 25 minutes.
I don't even know where it's
Oh, wait. Here, this will help you. Or wait.
How much do we have time?
Well, anyways, I mean, while we're finding it. So growing up in Nova Scotia, so did you write from the beginning? Were you just super into handrails and stuff? Because I saw some old footage in your Insight Movie videos that we've been releasing, and it looked like you were like pretty young, like just getting right to the streets and stuff.
Yeah, we like the research which I wrote. It was more like all about rails. There was just some small jumps, but those were like really icy and like in shitty conditions, you know, like.
Yeah.
So it was kind of easier to just ride rails pretty much like every day, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was like street spots next to the resort, so we moved to there from the slopes at some point. So that was kind of the start of the KBR and our movie projects.
Yeah. So I guess let's just lead right into that. So what is KBR for those who don't know, and maybe just kind of explain how it started and stuff.
So it started in 2005 or something like that. And it was like the whole crew from our local resort, and we just started to film each other to see how our snowboarding looks like.
Yeah.
It looks. And then at some point, we just wanted to bring the snowboarding into the streets after seeing like snowboarding movies.
Yep.
And that was kind of the start of the whole crew. And then like after years, we got new guys into the project, like from all over from the Finland. And
okay.
It kind of got bigger, and that's like one of the reasons why I'm here, you know. So without KBR, I would not be here, I think.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. So what does KBR stand for?
A cobra.
Cobra.
Yeah, it's in Finnish, it's cobra with K.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
so that's why.
Oh, right. All right.
It doesn't make any sense anyway.
So. Yeah, it's just a name that you guys came up with. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
That's funny. Yeah, because I thought, I mean, I knew it was stood for cobra, but I thought you guys were just trying to be creative or cool by making a K. That's how you spell it.
In Finnish. Yeah.
Okay.
And here's the photo. You can just
show. Oh, yes. I have seen this rail. I did not hit that rail. Oh, yeah. Dude, that is... here. Sorry, guys. We're just taking up... I don't know if you guys can see this, but it's a pretty heavy... Well, actually, this is funny because we were talking about this with Alito, but what would you call this? Would you call this like a triple kink or do you call it...
A triple kink.
A triple kink, right?
I don't know why, but...
No.
Or how do you call it?
Well, shit, actually...
Like...
No, I think... Yeah, shoot. Well, that doesn't even prove my point because, okay, so.
Or triple kink. Yeah, I think it's triple
kink. A triple kink. That's kind of what I was thinking. But then, that gets tricky.
And there's also one kink, but.
Right.
I don't know. Does it exist?
Yeah. Anyways, it's a huge down, flat, down, flat, down. So KBR, you're growing up with all these kids just shredding. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think this is kind of something I wanted to touch on. So, I mean, this one time, like, I got, you know, this one snowboarder, I'm not going to bring up his name, but he was, like, from the French Alps or something, and he was just talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, rail riding is not even, like, real snowboarding, like, you should get back to your roots and, like, ride powder and, like, hit jumps, because, like, you know, what are you doing in the streets? And, like, have you ever heard that at all or no?
No, I don't think. I think I haven't.
Yeah, so
I think no one cares if you just snowboard. You snowboard.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Or that's what I think.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And it's so funny because I'm from like the East Coast, which is very similar to Finland as far as tiny mountains, icy conditions, not anything to really work with. So in my front yard, we would just build little handrails. My dad was a plumber, so we had all the pipes that you could imagine. So we'd just be like welding handrails and. And so it's funny because this dude was like, oh, that's not even like real snowboarding. You should get back to your roots. And I'm like, this this is my roots. Yeah, like hitting rails is like how I just found snowboarding. Yep. You know what I mean? So I just thought that was like a little bit funny to like how some people could kind of maybe like judge, I don't know, riding the streets. Yeah. But
I think it just depends where you grow up and like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if you grew up in the Alps.
Yeah, or like, you know, like a friend of mine, Kaz, he lives in Holland and they have only snow domes.
Right, you know, like, that's to him, snowboarding doesn't even involve snow. Kaz Lemons. Okay, let's see. Rome Snowboards. We got some questions coming in here. Tony, when did you get your haircut? How do you maintain your stylish good looks?
Oh my God. Last time when I got my hair. I think it was a few weeks ago. I don't know.
Tom Harridan. Yeah. Tom Harridan, question. Dude, awesome dude. Helped do the first series of Eddie's Walls. How did you get linked up with the Strange Brew Cats? Oh. Any funny stories from the beer and rail trip?
Yeah.
Beer and rail trip.
Rome, they wanted to us to make a trip in Finland.
Yeah.
And it was called Beer and Rails. And then
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. It was. So they called me and asked that, is it okay if we send Strange Brew to your hometown? And I was like, hell yeah, send them.
Yeah.
And then they came over and our plan was to film just a video of 1 week of filming rails in Jyväskylä.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the main point of the project. And I think it was really sick.
Yeah.
I only met one of those dudes before.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to like meet up with that crew because it kind of reminded me of KBR.
Yeah.
But from the US, you know, US version of KBR.
Awesome.
But yeah, they had a good hype and still have. Like, I'm a big fan of those guys.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Any funny stories from that trip? I don't know. They just have a different approaching to the snowboarding. Like when we go to a spot, they like play music really loud and, you know, like smoke weed, drink beers, you know, like it's different in Finland. No one does that. Or maybe someone's, but I don't.
Actually, it's funny that you brought that up, but like in Finland, I don't know about now, but I remember when we were there in like 2001 or two or something and hang out with Joni, Lauri, Heiskari, that whole crew, like they were talking about in Finland how weed was like almost considered like, almost like coke or heroin or something. they were saying like in America, or at California or something, if you like rolled up a joint, you know, at some people would be like, oh yeah, whatever. Like it's like drinking a beer basically.
Yeah.
But like in Finland, they're saying if you're at a party and you just like rolled up a joint, that it's almost just like in the States, if you were just like, just like poured out a bunch of cocaine and you're like, or you know, like, was it like that or is it still like that?
I think it's not anymore like that.
Oh, okay. So it's a little bit more relaxed now.
Yeah, it's more mellow now.
Okay. But did you ever feel that growing up? Was like, when you were growing up, was weed like, oh, that's a crazy thing?
I think like in the young age it was, but now it's more like.
More mellow.
No one cares.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Let's see. Johan Osaroff. Oh, well, anyways, well, you were talking about those guys. So they're just kind of a little bit more loose and just.
Yeah.
Cool.
A bit different vibe, but really cool guys.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
Johan Osaroff, who is your influences riding rails? For me, Eero Etala has always been pushing it. Are you picking up the torch, leading the progression?
I don't know. I will just do my best and keep snowboarding. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like Eero Etala, he has been one of those biggest names in Finland, anyways.
Yeah.
And
So when you were younger, just starting to hit street rails and get little videos, like, who were some of the Finnish riders that you were looking up to?
Like Eero Etala, Ika Backstrom, all those guys, you know, Eero Niemelä, and, you know, who made it into the US around that time.
Yeah.
And so those guys were like the superstars in Finland.
Right.
And like, same thing, I think, here also.
Yeah.
So I think all those like Finnish professional snowboarders at that time, they were like,
A
huge influence.
Yeah, for sure, because, you know, Finland's a pretty small country compared to the US and a lot of the industry's over here, so I feel like even if you're living in the United States and riding in Mammoth or something, it's hard to get noticed and become a pro, and then so when you're all the way on the other side of the world, and, you know, how did it kind of first start coming together for you as far as getting some sponsors and stuff?
To me?
Yeah.
I think I got some discounts from the local shop in like after 5 years of riding or something.
Yeah.
But it was like minus 30
yeah.
percent or something of the price.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Then it's just like every year I kind of get something better, like yeah. deal from somewhere or something. And
yeah.
kind of like year after year I got something.
And like better. Just slowly.
Yeah,
like,
kind of like stepping,
yeah.
going up like the ladder or something.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like yeah. shop sponsors are a pretty important thing, you know?
Yeah, like in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. I feel like they kind of have a little bit more of a connection to the outside
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah. But I think for me it was like at some point it felt that I don't know anyone in Finland who would sponsor me. And I got straight away like some stuff from Europe kind of, like
okay.
from Germany,
yeah.
like from Rome.
Okay.
And then it kind of get much, much easier.
Went from there.
Yeah, because there's like all those Euro headquarters and that kind of stuff. So
yeah. So if you're mainly filming handrails and, you know, Helsinki, Jyväskylä, the towns around there are all really good for it. I mean, do you ever really travel much? I mean, or did you really travel much for filming? Or
no,
you didn't
like
really
when I was young?
To? Yeah.
No, I didn't need to.
Right,
yeah,
because
it
was
so
all there.
And it didn't make any sense to put your money in traveling, you know, because
right.
you can just take the bus from your home to the spot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
bring your shovels and stuff with you. So that was pretty funny.
So you just be like, on the bus like, with like shovels?
Yeah,
and...
like to be honest, we did that. Before we had driving licenses.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
That's so
or like
cool.
parents coming to the spot to pick us up.
Mom, I finally landed the 270. Come get me. Gosh.
Almost.
That's awesome. Let's see. Oh, what's your favorite Snapchat filter?
That's a hard one.
Oh, wait, here, this will help. favorite Snapchat filter.
Maybe the one which makes your head really big or something. Like,
That's awesome. I don't even have Snapchat. Sorry, Snapchat. I still don't even have it. But, yeah. And then I feel real bad now because now I don't even need it because Instagram has it.
Good.
I don't know if that's like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like we're sponsored
by. Everyone's moving to Instagram anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but shout out to Snapchat. they do some concerts on the pier in the summer in Santa Monica. Mm. They do these big concerts and they're free. So,
okay.
Snapchat, yeah. You still got, you know, I still got love for you. Okay. Tyson Frederick. On most difficult rails, do you have to come into the rail really fast?
It depends.
Yeah. I think it just depends on the rail.
Yeah. Like, I did one rail this year that is, like, C and then King rail.
Yep, yeah.
So I kind of needed to come really slowly.
Right.
But if you gap some rails, it's better to come, like,
yeah.
really fast.
Dude, I think there's... The one is crazy. So there's those overpass rails in Finland.
Mm.
And they're real famous because they're these huge... Huge rails,
yeah.
That are coming off of these walk paths.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're massive, and they have drops on both sides, and they're like, you know, 50 feet, or in your case, like 10 meters,
something like that,
or
about,
yeah, or like 8 meters. I don't know,
yeah.
But yeah. And I think maybe Lowry was the first one to hit one, or maybe Yoni.
Yoni did the board slide on that one, King.
Okay. And then Lowry had the cover. Lowry had a cover doing either a backside 50 or a frontside 50. It was black and white, like shot from behind.
I don't know who was the first. Or
yeah.
Who of them did it.
But
first.
Anyways, this year, you frontside nose press one,
yeah.
which is like
yeah.
the most mental. But that wasn't, yeah, that wasn't your last shot. That was,
no,
was
no.
that like close to the end?
Just a filler.
You're like, kidding. Oh, that was just, I don't even remember doing it.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah.
I think it was fun, like, that was like, I think that was the first spot in Helsinki which we did.
Really?
What we did. I don't know, I just kind of wanted to start the trip, you know, like get the good shot.
Yeah.
Know? And then we just went there. And Dylan was with us.
Oh, really? Okay.
Also, yeah.
And so do you get pretty, I mean, gripped? Do you get pretty nervous or scared before
no,
doing
it didn't,
stuff like that?
Yeah, that spot didn't feel that bad.
Really?
Because I kind of knew that I will always make the first down.
The first down.
Yeah.
And then you're...
Just drop on the flat or
right.
to the stairs. But yeah. I think it was just hard to keep the nose press all the time because it's pretty steep kink.
Yeah.
You know, like on the flat part.
Yeah. And you did, which was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You're all... Yeah. Yeah. let's see. Sorry. I gotta... I was losing my little... So Sorry. Yeah. A little delayed reaction. This crowd's a bit slow today. Okay, so Alan Davis, is it true Dan Sullivan owes you money?
I don't know. Maybe he does.
Maybe. Pay up, Dan. Rome Snowboards, when did you start messing around with one-footers?
2012 or 13, we went to Spain for a 32 spot check.
Yeah.
Stevens was there, and I was like, dude, now is the time you need to teach me how to do those.
Yeah.
And then he did, and it helped me.
No way.
Yeah, so thanks, Scotty.
Shout out to Scotty Stevens.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah,
and after that, I kind of started to, like, because I think those looks really, really cool, and
yeah.
It's good for your part anyways to have a little bit something different than only rails.
Yeah.
And same thing with hand plants. I started to do those at some point when I realized that, okay, I think those looks better than hand rails almost, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so after that, I just started to do, just trying to find spots for one-footers also, so.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it, like, I don't know, easier to find more spots when you have more tricks what to do.
Yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Sam Loomis, what's your best cop or security guard kickout story? That's a pretty good one. Do you guys ever get...
Yeah, it's...
ever had some...
We had one really... Like, I don't know, can I tell that story? Or how well I can tell the story, but we were filming for the 32 movie in Boston.
Yeah.
And... like Johnny O'Connor was there, and I don't know, there was some guy there, like riders. Then Johnny was like, he wanted to sleep when we went to do the spot.
Yeah.
It was like nighttime. And then the spot didn't work. And we had some toilet paper in the other car. And Johnny was sleeping in the other car all the time. So he was still sleeping when we were packing the other car.
Yeah.
So we took all the toilet paper and put it all over his car.
Yeah.
And then like we thought it would be a cool prank to like go on a like behind the building or on the top of the building and called Johnny that, hey, where are you? That we are at the hotel already. But that time when we were like climbing up on the top of the building, like someone called cops and they thought that there's like something weird going on. That maybe those guys are like trying to like do a robbery in the library, like steal books or stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you're like, if I'm gonna rob something, it's not gonna be a library, by the way.
Like, what the fuck? But
yo, they have some sick dictionaries in there, dog.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, for snowboarding mag.
Yeah.
But think like there's that car with all the toilet paper all over.
Yeah.
Then like maybe like six undercover cops comes and they like stock all the roads and we are on the roof and Johnny is in the car
and you're all like wearing baggy snowboard clothes
and Schubert was like wearing shuns like shades
and the car's just wrapped in toilet paper
and then they go to the car like knock the window and Johnny is there and he wakes up when the pole is all over the car.
You're like, this is even better.
And then it was like, because they thought that he's like really drunk or something, because there were like beer cans and stuff in the car. But then, like, Schubert jumps from the roof, like, into the snow pile or something. And, like, whoa, 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 it's a prank. Don't do anything to Johnny. And
my gosh.
One of those cops were, like, really angry, but others were just laughing, kind of. But
yeah.
But it was, like, it was 5 minutes, and the whole place was, like, blocked, you know, like, with cars.
Well, dude, and
but
also...
That was, like, kind of funny story, but still, like, and then, like, there was, like... when they were started to ask, like, show me your passports or IDs, and then there's, like, I'm from Finland, and then Kaas is there, like, I'm from Netherlands. Isn't that weird?
They're like, okay, we got a Finnish guy, a guy from the Netherlands, we got
one
this.
From Oregon, like, all over the planet.
Yeah.
So, it was funny. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty rad. Yeah, I mean, I think... Do you ever get nervous if you're hitting rails in the U.S. because of, like, passport stuff? Because if you ever got arrested or something?
Never, nothing has happened ever, so.
That's cool.
But I haven't been filming that much anyways.
Here. Right.
Maybe like, 3 trips or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, one thing that I think some people probably don't know is that in Finland, it's, like, it's pretty insane because a lot of times, most spots you don't get kicked out of. You know, it's like you could be at a spot and you think you're gonna get kicked out and then they'll be like, oh, do you need an extra shovel or do you need like
almost
yeah yeah All right, let's see. Cass Lemons. Hey, all right.
Hello, Cass.
Hey, Cass. I think it was like years ago we were judging the Reels Film Festival.
Yeah.
And Cass was in like this super small video.
Yeah, the post and movie.
Yeah, and then we had to choose like a standout rookie of the year or something.
I think.
Cass, was that you? Blink twice if it was. Oh, cool. And yeah. No, but it was pretty rad because Cass is
awesome.
The movie
won the AM Award.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. The movie. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, Cass. So let's talk about Petrus. I had this on the list.
Where is he?
Yeah. Where is Petrus? Damn it. He's got to go get him out of his office and just drag him in here. Koskinen, Petrus Koskinen is your has been your filmer for a super long time.
Yeah, he's like one of the guys who started KBR with me.
Okay.
So it's pretty sick to like be in this situation that he was filming for the Transworld and like working for the Transworld.
Yeah.
And I'm snowboarding in that movie. So
yeah.
And he was also snowboarding with me, so we were just filming each other in the early years. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's pretty crazy. You guys are two like snowboarders from the middle of nowhere in Finland, and then like he started end up filming you more, and then you guys were kind of like a snowboarder filmer crew, and it was like and then guys are already and then worked all the way up, and now you're in the Transworld movie.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's pretty
a good
sick
job.
Rome Snowboards, who has the best method?
Maybe Mueller. Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Martin Anderson, Swedes or Norwegians?
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
Yeah. Let's say Norwegians because we have Len and Alec in our movie and Stolle.
Oh, okay. Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Norwegians. Yeah. Dimitar Markov, do you need any snow in order to ride on a street spot?
No. I think, like, you remember when, at like maybe 10 years ago when people were doing like summer street spots.
Yeah.
Maybe then I would need order, but
not
anymore. I don't want to do those trails in the summertime.
Favorite insight part besides yours, obviously. Favorite insight part. You're like, mine. It was awesome.
Next question. I think Ali.
Next question.
I think Alido had the best one, like really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Like shows like who he really is.
Yeah. It does, yeah. His part's pretty entertaining. Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about powder and jumps earlier. Obviously, you've grown up, you know, urban riding. But have you been out in the backcountry? Do you hit jumps often?
Yeah, I hit jumps like at the resorts, but not like I. No, I don't have that many days of power riding yet. So
right,
I really would want to try at some point or go to Japan or something. You know. Not that like I don't want to go to like big mountains, you know.
Yeah.
Like Japan looks really cool.
Yeah. What is your do you get pretty hyped on hitting jumps and stuff though?
Yeah. It's like I think it's more like you know in the springtime.
Yep.
When it's not that icy.
Yeah.
But like if I come here, it's so good like at Bear or something. Because it's like soft all the time.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, Rupe Hoyena. Do you know him?
Rupe? Yeah, he's one of the guys actually who was filming for the KBR movies. In there.
Is he in the US or is he over in Finland watching?
In Finland.
Oh.
I don't know, he might be here.
Wonder what time it is. What time do you think it is in Finland right now?
Maybe 8.
Is it like PM? Plus
8 p.m. or
10 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's around 8 p.m. Okay, so what's he have to say? Have you been practicing playing squash lately?
I have. We had a squash tournament last Friday.
And squash is like racquetball?
Like, yeah, like racquetball.
What's the difference?
It's a smaller ball.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's intense.
I think, I played racquetball once. I forget if I got hit in the face or somebody, but I either like followed through and just smacked someone or I did. I forget what it was, but somebody was like bleeding badly from the face.
With the racket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And has that ever happened to you guys?
No, but the ball is pretty hard.
Really?
So you can hit other with the ball, so that kind of hurts also. So.
That's pretty rad.
But not with the rackets yet.
Yeah, that's bad news. Cody Reisig. Tony, who do you think is currently the best all-around snowboarder on the planet right now? Good question.
Like all around. Maybe Bodhi.
Boom. Yeah. I think that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
We were talking about him last night and like such a sick stuff which he can do. You know?
Yeah. That's super funny because I was like, oh, I was like, oh, that's
it's kind of hard question, but I think like he really is.
Yeah.
I think like all the rail stuff that he can do, and then like backcountry, like some like one footers in the backcountry also.
One footer, backflip, double, like and then he'll go and do like a crazy line in Alaska. Do some big mountain stuff.
He was in the Travis movie also, I think.
Or was he?
I don't know.
No, I don't think
his name
was
in there.
He was. I know he was in Alaska like while they were filming.
Okay.
And he was doing some crazy stuff up there. Matt Miller, favorite place that you've snowboarded?
I think High Cascade. It's really fun in the summertime.
Yeah.
You know, like with all the other stuff also, like with the. Like you can go snowboard, and after that you can just go to explore the the place and like skate or whatever.
Yeah, it's skate. Really nice. Go to the.
Or I think like all the like summer ski resorts are good.
Yeah,
like were like really nice.
Do you have you ever gone to the any of the European ones?
Yeah, I went to Les Deux Alpes this summer. That was my first time. It's in France.
Okay.
It was really nice. It was kind of like Euro version of High Cascade.
Right, right.
I think they're trying to make it like to be like High Cascade.
Dude, we went to like a Euro camp. It was like a kids camp. Years ago, and like on the final day, they had a huge bonfire, and they would have like strippers come, and like everyone was getting drunk, no joke. And dude, and it was like, yeah, there were the kids were like 16 years old, and there's just like strippers, and all the kids are just wasted, and I'm like, this is like the I wish
Euro.
I came to this summer camp, like what the hell, like it was insane. But yeah,
that was good. Good place.
Yeah.
Les Deux Alpes.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Well, okay, well, let's talk about, I mean, just before we finish up, I mean, how was it filming for Insight? I mean, you've been building up a long career, and then now, you know, this is like a pretty big thing.
Yeah, I think, I think it was the biggest project for myself, like, ever.
Yeah.
And then, like, having my best old, like, old buddy filming me.
Yeah.
And, like, we had that. Our own little dream team going all over Finland and trying to do our best. And, you know, like Petrus also wanted to film it like really good.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job.
Yeah.
So big up to him. Because I think like filmer is almost half of the of your part.
Yeah.
If you have your own filmer, he will make it look like you and like.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like, yeah, it was really nice to film.
Did you ever feel like a lot of pressure or not really?
Maybe in the beginning, you know, like, yeah, it's already January, I didn't have any shots, you know.
Right.
And then, like, there's no snow, and then when the snow comes, you're like, no, we need to film.
Yeah.
And then, it like, I thought, like, because you never know if it melts.
Yeah.
So you're always like...
Go, go, go.
Yeah, and then it just stays, so you're like, oh, now I have, like, 40 shots, what to do now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Is, and yeah, because this winter, a lot of times it gets real cold in Finland and it's snowing, you know, way before Christmas.
Yeah.
You can start getting a bunch of shots, but
yeah.
This winter was pretty bad in the beginning.
Yeah, I think it was like, we started filming in mid-January.
Yeah.
And then ended in March, end of March or something.
Okay.
But we didn't film like every day, but still, you know, like that was the time when we
right,
were
which
filming,
isn't
filming
that
the part.
Long of a time, if you think about it.
Huh?
Which is like kind of a short season.
Yeah. And the winter is really short, so
yeah.
You know, like when you're filming street, you are not kind of able to ride ski resort, so
right.
You kind of are just doing those tricks which you can do at that time, you know.
Yeah.
But if you take a little break and go and learn some new tricks, then it's like much easier to go back, you know, because you have like fresh mind and new tricks in your mind also. So.
Yeah. I forget who I was talking to just recently, but we were just talking about the kind of balance between having to perform really gnarly tricks and get a full part, but at the same time not get injured.
Mm.
And like how...
I don't know. I have had such a good luck. I don't
really? Okay, that's good.
I think last time when I was like real injured was my first year of snowboarding.
Okay.
So,
dude, knock on
wood. But you know, you always have something.
Yeah.
Like when you're snowboarding, but you forget that and just keep snowboarding.
Yeah.
I think I had like, I hit my elbow or something last winter.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't felt my, you know, pinky. When you
the nerves?
Yeah. For 2 weeks. But then I, you know, like when you go to the spot, you just start doing it. You don't even remember anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then, I mean, it all came built up to just 2 nights ago. I mean, how stoked were you at the premiere?
Really stoked.
Yeah.
And
there was some like,
yeah,
like a lot of people came out for
people.
That.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah.
I thought it's more like a small group of people watching it, but it was like full venue, like a big cinema or something.
Yeah.
It was sick.
A couple more questions before we wrap up here. Theodore Muse, how many tricks did you film this year? 500? Question mark?
He knows it better. I don't even know. He has all the clips.
Dude, that's insane. Martin Anderson, what the F is up with Lindsay Vonn?
Lindsay, what? I don't know. She is in the Finnish newspapers also. So
it's really?
Yeah.
What's going on with her? I don't know. Wait, is she that ski racer?
Yeah, ski racer.
Oh. Do you guys know what's up with...
Oh, really?
The snowboarders and skiers what?
Need different mountains.
No.
I have just seen some butt photos like in the newspapers. Not about that.
He's like, this whole time I thought it was about her big butt. No. So she's saying that snowboarders and skiers need different mountains? Yeah. That's ridiculous. She's like the ski racer, right?
Yeah.
She won
the Olympics or something.
Did you guys see that the lead singer of Oasis or whatever? He came out and he's like, skateboarding's fucking stupid. And he's like, never in my life have I seen a skateboarder land on his board. He's like, every time they're in the street, they just like kicking it around. They never even land on it. He's like, stupidest sport ever. And he's like, never seen that in my life. And then somebody like figured out where he lived, and when he walked out of his house, they threw his board down and did a tray flip right in front of him, and he was like, and then he just kept walking, and they're just like, bam! And they just posted it on social media.
Did they film that?
Yeah, they filmed it. Yeah. And then they like re-edited it, and it's like, no. Never in my life have I seen someone land a trick. And this kid just like, and like rode away. And they're so just like, good. Boom. Uh-huh. Anyways, what is your favorite snowboard?
My favorite snowboard?
Yeah, actual board.
The Rome Buckshot.
Backshot?
Yeah.
Oh, Buckshot.
Buckshot.
What size board do you ride or jib on?
I used to ride 152, but this year I started with 155.
Okay, so
it's pretty, like, for me it's kind of big board for the street.
Yeah.
I think it works very well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you have a little bit bigger spot, then it's like more stable to land it.
Yeah. You're like, the rails are getting bigger, gotta break out the bigger boards, you know.
Maybe 160 next year.
It's like the deeper the powder, the bigger the board. It's like, it's a 155, it's a 35 stair, break out the 160. Makes the rail shorter. Yeah, if you're on like a 10-foot board, like a super long rail, you're like, bink, I'm on. All right, let's see. Oh, who's your favorite rapper?
Rapper? There is some Finnish, like good Finnish rappers. Pretty tight.
Okay.
Who will be the best one? Maybe Avianen Prince.
Yeah. Avianen Prince.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Boom. West Side.
Yeah.
Alexi Kimalianan.
Oh, he's also one of the...
What is your favorite candy?
A favorite candy.
Finnish people like candy.
We do.
Throwing that out there. Yeah, we're getting a nod. We're getting a nod from the live audience behind the camera here.
Everyone is doing this. Maybe the Finnish chocolate Fatser.
Fatser.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like the the black licorice?
I'm not the big fan of those.
Wow. Okay.
No, I'm more down with the sweet candies.
Yeah, sweet candy, Sour Patch Kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy in Finland. Like they all most of the Finnish people I know eat the black licorice and all the time. And
but I think the reason is that when you're like 3 year old, your parents start to
feed it to you.
Yeah,
they're like, eat this, eat this.
Maybe because they don't like those. You know?
Let's see, Cody Ressig. Who have been the top few most influential snowboarders of the past 15 years? Has it been Sean White, Travis Rice, Danny Cass, etc.? Oh, he already deleted it. Who do you think are some of the more influential riders? But I guess it's different too, because you're either influential rider to you or to like the whole industry is totally different.
Yeah, for me it's been like those Finnish pros.
Yeah.
Like
Eero, Ika.
Like Truly Clan.
Yeah, Truly Clan. Yeah.
And okay. Storbis. I think those were the two crews like who gave me some influence.
Okay. Cass Lemons, say Stig.
Stig. Oh yeah, Stig Dog.
Oh, I thought your favorite rapper was Stig Dog.
Yeah, he is actually.
All right.
Or he's Cass. Favorite Finnish rapper. he's always listening to him.
Okay.
He's somewhere with me.
Okay, Stig Dog.
I think he knows the lyrics better than I do. It's pretty sick when he's singing the song.
Oh, yeah, and he's just speaking singing, Finnish?
Yeah. He doesn't have any idea what he's singing, you know, but sick.
Rome Snowboards. Would Would you have given Forum to Peter? That's a good question.
I think I would.
All right. Peter Beagle, katana bindings, ?
Yep, the best bindings in the market.
All right.
Good for streets.
Essa Ilogesco. Issa Ilogesco. Ilogesco. Have you landed?
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's one photographer from Finland.
Have you landed 1 foot hand plant yet?
Nope, but he has. And he sent me a video of that or something.
Oh, yeah?
He was like, can you do this? I'm like, fuck no.
Can you do this? Boom, because I can.
But yeah, he's a friend of mine.
All right. Well, hey, for everybody out there watching, check out the Insight movie. Tony Kirkla has like the most mind-blowing rail footage you will ever see. It's mental. Cap, what is it, November 1st? iTunes?
Yeah.
November 1st, iTunes. It'll be out. Stay tuned also on twsnow.com because we're going to be releasing more Insight movie videos that are kind of behind the scenes. There's a ton on there now. There's two on Tony, one about the beginning of the season, and then one about KBR, Cobra Crew, no big deal. Also, if you guys are interested in buying one of these books, which are like really, really very nice books, go to, head over to twsnow.com. We also got water bottles. T-shirts like this, it's no big deal. But yeah, dude, well, thank you so much for coming.
You.
Let me just get the crowd riled up here. And there we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, this crowd is... The crowd always gets louder when I raise my phone. I'm like, yeah! And then the crowd... And then I'm like, calming down. Oh! Okay. But dude, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming. And then here, you got to sign the wall with all the other people who've signed the wall in the past.
Nice.
There you go.
Wherever I want? Or
Wherever you want, you get one brick. And also tune in. Oh, the crowd just decided to stop clapping on me. But tune in at 1 p.m.? 2 p.m. 1 p.m. Tune in at 1 p.m. for Josh Dirksen, who's going to be sitting right here. We're going to be talking about his video part and everything like that. So today, if you want notifications, click this button up here, and then you can get notifications all the time and be like, damn, this is annoying, but I might as well watch Eddie's wall. Okay, peace out, you guys. Thank you.